Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you had a great weekend. And shout out to all the mothers out there on Mother's Day. I'm Will Self, and these are Good Morning Football headlines from the NFL Network. The Jets got their first glance at the future over the weekend, welcoming in the second overall pick in this year's draft, quarterback Zach Wilson, who wasted no time getting to work and trying to impress his new teammates. New head coach Robert Saleh feels his rookie signal caller is ready to play under the bright lights in the Big Apple.
The one thing about this league is there's pressure on everybody. Everyone's under the gun. And I get the quarterback has the most eyes on him. But we're all under pressure to make sure that we're all helping each other have success. To hide him, to shield him, it's impossible. If you do that, you're wasting time. The biggest thing that we're going to try to accomplish is to make sure that we're growing as a football team first. And obviously the questions about the quarterback, how he plays, the scrutiny and the critique that he gets, I get it. That goes with the position. But it's our job as an entire organization to make sure everybody, all 53, are lifting one another, and the entire organization is lifting all 53 in order to get us where we want to go here in the future.
Back in 2016, Philly made quarterback Carson Wentz the second overall pick in that draft, but at 5 years, he and the Eagles decided to go their separate ways. Now he's expected to lead the Colts back to glory in the AFC. Wentz is reunited with head coach Frank Reich in Indianapolis. The two teamed up for two seasons in Philly, and Reich feels the trade gives Wentz a new start after a rough 2020 season.
I don't think the drafting of another player sent Carson, in a tailspin. I think it was a lot of different dynamics. You know, when you win or lose in this league, everybody should share in the success, and everybody should share in the blame. It usually doesn't work that way. You know, the quarterback, head coach, whoever, GMs, tend to be the focal point. So, Carson took his share of being the focal point of the blame, and that's part of the process of being a quarterback in this league, and you got to be a big boy and be able to take it. But, now's an opportunity to hit the reset button.
As for Wentz's former team, even though the team brought in Joe Flacco for veteran experience at the QB position, the expectation or hope for the Eagles' sake is second-year pro Jalen Hurts is going to be the starter in 2021. General Manager Howie Roseman on SiriusXM NFL Radio saying the young man still needs time to develop into a quality starter.
You're judging him off of four NFL starts in a tough situation with all the injuries that we have. You know, we want to see him grab the job and kind of run with it and see what you do over a period of time. And I remember you told me this a long time ago, the best body of work, the more you can see a player play, the more you can make decisions on that player. And I remember we talked about this when we were talking about, even extending players early versus getting the full body of work. And I think that applies here to Jalen. We want to be in a situation where we get as much information as possible, give him the best opportunity, build that offensive line, give him the right weapons, put him in a system that really maximizes his ability, and then go from there.
Get ready for the biggest NFL season ever. 32 teams, 17 games, and on Wednesday, the entire 2021 schedule is revealed live on NFL Network, including Brady's return to New England, Trevor Lawrence's pro debut, and much, much more. The 2021 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, kicks off Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. You do not want to miss it. For a preview of the schedule reveal, please download the Around the NFL podcast. Well, that's it for me. Hope you had a great week, everybody. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.